All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, you know what day it is. That means it's an F-yeah Friday, F-hyphen-yeah. Friday, Nick, Barry, Joel, present and accounted for, ready to get this weekend started, and might as well just get a party going in the meantime, as we're ready to take you into your weekend. Everybody here ready to go? Hopefully you are too. Fellas, what's going on?
What up? What up? What's going on?
Not a whole lot.
I'm depressed.
Why?
Because I was going to eat bad today, and I was running late, and I thought, well, I'll just slide in, get me some Smash Burger. Because I've been craving it for weeks now. Not a single spot in the parking lot. I was like, really? Is it a Fat Friday? Is everybody going to eat bad today? So I had to get stupid Subway and eat healthy.
Well, between
Smash
and Jersey Mike's. You could just pull in the handicap spot,
couldn't you? No. First of all, Joel, no, I would never do that.
Just because people don't know doesn't mean that they can't find out. That you're handicapped.
Yeah. I thought about parking over here and walking over there. I was like, you know what? It's a sign. But I'm trying to. I told my wife we're going to fatten her up for the weight loss challenge, for her company's weight loss challenge. Right. So I'm going to eat bad all weekend and just then start over. But I thought I'd get a head start on her. So it was a sign. It was definitely a sign that I should go ahead and just eat healthy. So I did.
And Nick pre-flunted.
Yeah. I walk in there and guess who's drinking out of a Smash Brothers cup?
Got my daily kids meal. Mm-hmm. From Smash Burger.
That's all you get? That seems like a waste of the stomach space.
Not really.
I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right.
Portion size it.
Well, that's
his way of justifying it for the challenge, the weight loss
Instead
challenge.
Instead of getting
I've downsized.
Yeah.
Instead of supersizing, Nick is downsizing.
That's probably smart.
I would imagine the parking lot was full because it was not only lunchtime, but Smash Burger and Jersey Mike's right there.
Yeah.
The parking lot must have been just...
Yeah, it was great. I was like, forget it. I'm just going to go. And I almost got a salad from... And then I was like, no.
That goes against everything you say.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'd rather just... No, I need some... I didn't have breakfast this morning, so... Had to get a sandwich.
Okay.
So, yeah. It depressed me, though. I don't think I'm ever going to get it, but that's all right.
I watched a little basketball last night. I know it's shocking to you guys.
No, I watched the Lakers-Wolves, some of it.
I watched my Badgers upset number 6 Purdue, and at the same time watched the Cougs upset 16 in a row winning top 5 Cincinnati. And
big
thought,
win.
And then tweeted out, watching the Badgers and the Cougars upset top 10 teams. Like, if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears or sees it, did it actually happen? Because I don't think anybody in Houston took note. And all 5,300 that were in the building did over at Texas Southern, but including Joe George and Charlie Palillo, but not a whole lot else.
This is the wrong town.
It is.
It really is the wrong town. The Cougars are going to have to really get deep into the playoffs. Into the tournament. And it's a shame because it's a good basketball team.
It really
year.
Is.
And they're a fun watch. And yeah, this is just not a town that it's almost like baseball. This is not necessarily a baseball town, but I went to a ton of games last year. Once they start showing signs of making a playoff run, that place is packed and you can't find a spot. But until then, a lot of empty seats, and that's the same way. Unfortunately, that's kind of what this town has evolved into. We're a very bandwagon city.
Yeah,
very
bandwagon. It's unfortunate because it is such a big city with such a great sports background and a lot of great fans. But a guy that's good friends of mine, Calvin Sampson, is going to join us on the show in the next segment just so we can kind of catch up with him and kind of touch base on what was a huge kind of a signature win for his program. Last night, whether you were watching or not, I believe that Nick's alma mater is now
firmly in for the tournament, which hasn't happened in God knows how long.
Well, they said when, if they got this win over Cincy, that they would be in. So I mean,
they're second in the conference, and they're tied with, and they have the tiebreaker against Wichita State, who's been in the top 25 all year, and they're right behind the team that they just beat. You want signature wins against both programs and a team that deserves it. They're not even ranked right now, and they should be, but hopefully this is the one that gets them in because Coach Sampson has worked his tail off to kind of bring the U of H program back to prominence.
I saw something that said this was the third time in a row under Kelvin Sampson that the Cougars will have 20-plus wins in a season.
Yeah, he's kind of gotten jobbed out of the tournament in the past, but this way, this time, because of the signature wins, because of the ranked teams that they have beaten, it basically sets the table for, I don't think there's any way you turn this team away now because of the fact that it wasn't just getting to 20, it was the teams they beat along the way.
Yeah, no way they get turned down. It would be, I don't know, it would be a big deal if they don't make it, I think. Because, like you said, the signature wins that they have.
This is like the biggest win in 22 years. So you know that it's been stale for quite a while. And, I mean, look, they're having to play in Texas Southern's gym because of the fact that they're finally renovating U of H's campus and the old Hoffines. Tillman's put some money into that. So, you know, first they got the practice facility. Now they're getting the arena. And, oh, by the way, along the timeline, they're now 20-5, 10-3 in conference. And now firmly in the tournament. I'm very proud of what Sampson's been able to do to kind of not only resurrect his career, but really get this program back to some kind of prominence.
Well, and you talk about ranked teams and so forth, and I know BPI is a big deal now around this time of year. People really start looking at it and checking. Cincinnati was fourth in the country, yep. BPI as well, 18.7. So big win.
They had, I mean, look, they had won 16 in a row, as I mentioned, but they had a legitimate shot. They had everything to play for because they had a shot at trying to get a one seed for the tournament.
That's crazy.
So the fact that they were rolling and had plenty to play for and that this was a team that the Cougs let off the hook in Cincy when they had an 18-point lead in the first half and let them get away, they weren't going to let them get away this time. And the greatest thing about it is, you know, everybody knows Rob Gray. They think that Rob Gray is the only guy on the Cougs team. He was terrible last night for most of the game, and yet the Cougs kept knocking down shots. They maintained the lead and played great. That was fantastic to see.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm looking at a bracket that has them, the Joe Lunardi's bracket has them as the 10 seed in the East.
Okay.
I don't know.
Who's the comedian of the week, Barry?
Mitch Hedberg is our comedian of the week.
Yeah, good call, Nick.
I picked him because, one, I wanted to feature some of the local comics that I'm working with tomorrow at the Hop Stop in Humble.
Okay.
Unfortunately, a lot of local comics don't have material available on the internet, which makes it hard to promote them. So I kind of posted I posted a message in like this local Houston Comics Facebook group where I said, hey, make sure you have some material out there that people can use to promote you if they want to. A prime example is when I did the Isaiah Factor last week. Guess what they did? Coming back from a commercial, they played a one-minute bit that I had.
Saw it, yeah.
And if you don't have that stuff available, folks in TV and radio and other places can't promote you. So we're not doing a local guy this week necessarily, but Mitch Hedberg does have ties to Houston. One, he's a lot of people's favorite comedian, known for some of the best one-liners ever. But he cut an album here in 1999 called The Strategic Grill Locations. So Strategic Grill Locations was the album. It was cut at the Laugh Stop in 1999. And Hedberg was by far, of his time, one of the most popular guys to go see. And in Houston, he was big. He was real big down here.
Cool.
And he was like, you'll notice too, like sometimes you'll hear some of his jokes and you'll hear like a bass in the background. Like, because these guys that have music in the background, that's not new. But Hedberg had a guy playing bass. He was actually a local comedian named Chuck Savage that played bass for him while he toured. So that is all the Houston ties. So that's the Houston ties that we have. And speaking of Houston ties, I mean, Harvey has come and gone. You're sitting in your house. You're waiting on your FEMA check. You're looking around going, what the hell do I do now? I want you to call Gulf State Homebuyers because I want you to have all the information you need. You're waiting on that FEMA check. You're waiting on contractors. You're still living on the second story of your two-story home. Give Gulf State Homebuyers a call because you've got that bill and you know what it's going to cost to fix it up. I want you to find out what you can get cash in hand for your home from Gulf State Homebuyers. 281-717-6100 is the number. Call them. They're going to come out. They're going to give you a no obligation cash offer for your house. And it doesn't just have to be because of Harvey. If you've got back taxes or you're going through a divorce or you're unemployed and can't afford to live in that home anymore and you need to get out before you ruin your credit, you got foreclosure issues, maybe you owe some HOA dues and you just need to get those paid and get out of this house. It doesn't matter the reason that you need to sell your home quickly and get cash for it. What does matter is that you get the right people involved to do it, and that's Gulf State Homebuyers. 281-717-6100 is the number. Call them. They're going to come out. They're going to give you that offer. And once you get them engaged, they handle everything from the beginning of the process all the way through closing. Couldn't be simpler and easier. You just sit back, relax, and let their team of attorneys, title companies, entire staff of professionals are going to help you and show you a stress-free way to sell your home. 281-717-6100 is the number. Get an understanding of your situation right now. Like I said, it doesn't matter. Title issues or you just need to close quick and get cash. Call Gulf State Homebuyers, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I met the girl who works at the DoubleTree front desk. She gave me her phone number. It's zero. I tried to call from here, some other woman answered. I said, you sound older.
Hey, that's Mitch Hedberg. We told you on an FYF Friday, F sometimes stands for funny. We have a comedian of the week, and Barry has chosen Mitch. We'll have his clips throughout the show. That was just one of many that we will have throughout the show, or at least two more. And as we mentioned in the first segment, a huge win for the University of Houston Cougars last night. I was watching it. I was extremely proud of this city and for the support that Coug Nation brought to Texas Southern to get that win in the gym until their place is ready. But we welcome in now the head coach of the Cougs, Kelvin Sampson, just a great dude, but a guy that's been working hard on this program for quite a while and got another signature win last night. Coach, thanks so much. I know you're busy. Appreciate you spending some time with us.
Always good to be on the here with the pro. Good to be on with you, brother.
Good to talk to you again, my man. First and foremost, just talking about that environment last night, the storming of the court, the fact that you had the student body represented so well, and the fact that, in years past, we touched on it before we got you on in this segment, that you've had good seasons. You've won 20 games, but you just, for some reason, were overlooked as if they didn't respect the conference enough. But now, regardless if you didn't have it before, which I thought you did, you got to be in now because of the fact that you've beaten both the team ahead of you and the team tied with you in the conference standings. Both have been ranked, and I got to believe you got to be ranked coming up next week.
Well, the great thing about the game last night was we won it. The bad thing about it is we still have five more games. One thing I know about this time of the year, Joel, having gone through this many times, is if you start focusing on what's ahead of you versus what's in front of you, you're going to be disappointed. So, for us, today's practice is business as usual. We'll go through our normal film session. We break it down in three areas. Areas of concern, which means things we need to improve in. Then we'll break down things that we did well via the scouting report. And then the third thing we always go through is culture plays. All the extra effort plays, and then I'll really reward those guys verbally on that. Then as soon as that's over, there's no more Cincinnati. We're playing a desperate, desperate team Sunday afternoon in Philadelphia, and simple that if they can beat us, that, the road to the NCAA tournament is kind of open for them. So, five more games, man. Most important game of the year for us is Temple. on Sunday, and that's what we're going to get ready for today.
So, Coach, do you do anything with the team when after a win like this where you sit them down and say, is there something you can do to kind of keep them focused, or you just have to hope that just telling them that and moving on, them seeing you move on is going to be enough?
We have good senior leadership. You know, we've beaten Providence on the road in Connecticut. We've beaten Arkansas, Wichita State. I mean, we've been through this. You know, the fact that we're getting a lot more attention for it from a lot of different people. You know, we've been inside our cave for a while. You know, we don't stick our head out. It's not time to come out of the cave yet. So, you know, I have my ways of making sure they stay grounded. You know, from when they left me last night till I see them in the film room today. You know, all that autographs and pictures and slaps on the back and you're great, and boy, you guys are going to make the NCAA tournament. You know, we'll get them back down to earth real quick.
Well, Coach, like I said, I've known you for a while, and I know your coaching style. I could read your body language last night, and I know that it's probably a good thing in this case that there were things that you guys could still improve on, even though you got that victory. And, you know, kind of to Barry's point, I know that you're going to instill in those guys, hey, look, I know it's the Michael Jordan saying, but, you know, the roof is the ceiling. But right now, you guys don't have a ceiling because of the fact that you got to win like that, but you know that down the stretch, the fouls when you say don't foul, or, you know, the little things, the attention to detail, those are things that you're going to be a stickler because that's how they get better.
You know what, Joe, could not have been worded any better. I mean, you know exactly where I'm headed today. You know, we come out last night and we get down 19-6, so the start was a concern. No, in a lot of ways, that game was a microcosm of our game in Cincinnati. We go up 18 on them, and they make a couple of threes by their big men, and they say, you know, here comes the crowd. Last night, we get down by 13, and Devin Davis makes a couple plays, and we get it down to three by halftime. We finally take the lead early in the second half, and here comes our crowd. So, you know, we can't afford to get down early on the road, which we understand. And then you're right, the fouls. You know, unfortunately, that's who we are. You know, the whistles sometimes, the only thing I'll say about the whistle, sometimes it goes against us.
Smart move.
Our guys are aggressive, but we've got to play more vertical with our hands and our arms, get them up instead of out. We had a foul, a critical foul last night, just on a free throw blockout.
Yep.
You know, and it just gave them two more points. I mean,
could have been worse because they could have called that a flagrant.
Absolutely. And all of a sudden, then they would have two free throws and possession, which could have been a five-point play. And they'd already made two free throws prior to it. So, yeah, we could play smarter. I mean, that was a game that we could have, you know, we should have probably won by 10 to 12 just by keeping them off the foul line and making our free throws. But, again, it's a great teaching point. But when you have a good team and you can win and still have teaching points, that means that you're doing pretty good.
Coach, do you feel, and I'm sure you probably don't want to discuss this, but do you feel like you guys have to win out now that you've beaten Cincinnati and you're probably going to make the tournament? Do you feel like there's no room for error?
No, I don't live in that world. I really don't. You know, we know that, you know, March is right around the corner, and March Madness, NCAA tournaments on front of everybody's mind. You know, radio shows, social media, it's what everybody's talking about. But, you know, when you're in the ring and you're getting hit and your nose is bloody, and you don't get to stop mid-round and say, hey, are we going to win this fight? No, you got to keep fighting. You know, we're still in the arena, man. I could care less about anything other than practice today and getting after Temple on Sunday. That is it for me.
Quick question for you, Coach, before we let you go, because I know you're busy, but just break down for me how this helps recruiting. I mean, you got the new building coming up. You got these signature wins. You got the tournament. It seems like it's lining up for you to where you can make this thing even better and brighter, the future brighter.
You know, I think it started our second year, Joel. We go from 13 and 19 to winning 22, get to the NIT, which was huge. We follow that up with another 21-win season, getting back to the NIT, which was consistent, not ready to take the next step. And then last year, after last season, Damian Dotson gets drafted by the New York Knicks. That was a huge feather in our program's cap. Then now we're following that up with a great recruiting class that people are seeing on the floor right now. This past November, we signed four outstanding kids that will all contribute and help us help elevate this program next year. So, you know, with Dot getting drafted, program getting some consistency, a great recruiting class coming in, a lot of really good players on this team coming back. We have a $25 million Guy V. Lewis Development Center. We're moving into a beautiful, and I mean that thing is off the charts beautiful. Tillman, the Fertitta Center. It's a good day. It's a good time to be a Coug, man. Our basketball program is moving in the right direction, and there's nothing but excitement over here on Cullen Boulevard.
I know how humble you are, and I know that you wouldn't mention this, but I will. Knowing that they're going to play for a class act like Kelvin Sampson doesn't hurt either, and the fact that with your resume and track record, it's a good place to go. We can wish you nothing but continued success. You're always welcome on this program. Know we're pulling for you here. I got a Coug right here on the show in Nick Sharara, and he wants to make sure he gives you the go Cougs too, because we want to see you get to that tournament and do some damage.
Tell Nick I said go Cougs. It's always a pleasure.
Go Cougs, Coach.
Thanks, buddy. Good luck. Get to practice.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Kelvin Sampson, coach of your University of Houston Cougars. They got to continue to take care of business, as you heard him say. But, hey, mark it down. I think we both are pretty confident in the fact they're going to the tournament. It's just what seed they're going to get now.
No doubt.
So that's good stuff right there in your backyard. So check them out if you get a chance. Speaking of check them out if you get a chance, check out my good friends at Infuse Energy. I've been telling you about them for a long period of time. I want to tell you about them right now. CEO Josh Pestikoff and his staff do a fantastic job of making sure that they get you from the get-go with customer service because they want to build a relationship with you. They're 100% honest, and they want to show that you're not going to get an automated system, and they're just going to try and get you to sign on the dotted line. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to know, is it for your business? Is it for your home? When do you use energy the most? When do you use it the least? And that's how you're going to get the rate that you're after and get a deal from someone that you can trust. That's the way they do business at Infuse Energy. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit, and it just gets better from there. They use 100% green energy. It's at your fingertips. You sign up and get a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint. And then they're going to talk to you. You're going to have a conversation. And at the end of that, you're going to find out just how much they can do for you. Now, I'm going to warn you, there might be times that they can't do as much as others. They're even going to be honest and tell you that they can't meet the rates and beat the rates that might be out there in your case. But for most times and in most conversations, they can. And when they do, they're going to make sure that they're never going to screw you over to make a buck. They're always going to be honest, and they're going to make sure that you are satisfied. That's the bottom line. Check them out at InfuseEnergy.com or call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8600. 732. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, like we normally like to do on a Monday and a Friday. The person of interest is one Charles Palillo, as Charles in Charge joins us from 1:30 to 2 o'clock, and we kick it around a little bit with a man that has a plan on our sister station, SportsMap 94.1 FM, where you can catch him Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. And then, like I said, Mondays and Fridays, he hops over or down the hallway, as the case may be, to pop in with us. And I know that you were present and accounted for over at the Texas Southern campus last night to check out the Cougs and the big upset over the Bearcats. I mentioned, and I knew you'd appreciate this on Twitter, I said, with both Wisconsin and the Cougs winning last night, is it like a tree that falls in the woods and no one is there to see it or hear about it? People in Houston just don't care, but they were two pretty good games last night.
All I know is it took me three showers to get off that Cougar red body paint.
Wow.
I was all in. They fell behind 13-2. So you're like, oh, geez, buzzkill. Because I hyped up the game more than warranted for the interest level of U of H in this city. But if not now, when? Have a little fun with it and bought a block of tickets and offered them up to listeners at the discounted rate and so forth. The place was 2/3 full. But in a building that holds just over 8,000, you have 5,400 people in there. It's going to have some noise and then a natural extra pep of a college band environment and a student section. So, I mean, it was louder than just about all the Rockets games this season.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then the Cougars delivered. I mean, it would have been a downer had they gotten blown out.
Right.
Or put them on the bubble. Instead, they were terrific in the second half. And
was that your first game of the year?
Yet in attendance, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know you watch it.
Were you worried about a lawsuit when you stormed the floor and started knocking down co-eds on your way to midcourt?
No, I was hoping to get knocked over and be on the winning end of the lawsuit.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering because I thought that was the very fitting end to it.
Did you see the video a few years ago? I think it was a North Carolina State game. Teams that wear red for 1,000, Alex. And if you watch it without knowing what happened, it's one of the scarier sports videos you will see. It's a wheelchair-bound fan. So they're winding down to win the game. So you know the court rush is happening. And close friend, family member, whatever, is behind the wheelchair. So 2-1, it's over. And whoosh, the big crowd rush. And you see the guy running out, wheeling his friend, loved one, whatever, from behind. And about to midcourt.
No.
And you're wondering, oh, my God. First off, it's someone in a wheelchair getting tipped over, moving out at speed. And one of the concerns is that you go to the ground and you can get stomped.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it turned out just fine. And the fan, what a life experience and so forth. But, yes, in a slower moment. Like, wow. Like this one, for instance. I think it was the North Carolina State court rush wheelchair.
I've seen the bleachers give way.
Oh, really?
At a football
collapse.
College. I forget which college football game it happened at recently in the last couple of years, but literally it went over the wall at the base of where the field meets the stands, and that can get really – because now you not only have, like you said, you get trampled, but now you get the bleachers, which are disassembled on top of people, and it can get crazy. So, I know they tried to stop it for a while, but that's part of the joy of college sports.
I think the SEC fines schools in basketball.
Is that right?
If you rush the court, yeah.
Now, are you one of those guys?
They're all worried about the liability if, God forbid, something happens.
Yeah. Are you one of those, act like you've been here guys, right? Because when you see teams storm the court, they tend to get a little excited. Are you amongst those folks?
I really think it's a function of who you beat. Now, I get it. If you're a college student, hey, any reason to party. But if you beat the number 19 ranked team in the country.
If you're the number 100 ranked team, then.
Yeah. I think it should be a meaningful win for who you beat rather than, well, we're so bad that let's storm the court if we beat anybody.
So,
and for U of H, you can argue that that was their most significant win since Olajuwon played center there.
Well, I said 22 years, but.
It's a regular season.
They have
season.
Made a couple of tournament appearances under Penders, which was probably Penders' worst team. They won the conference tournament to get the automatic bid. So that moment probably would count. But I'll go with their biggest home win. Because when they beat number 3 Kentucky, they didn't go on to the tournament. Last night, they basically clinched the tournament.
It's a but it's a regular season game.
Their postseason history for 30 years is basically nothing.
So
They've been in the tournament once in a quarter century.
I'm not suggesting that they don't storm the court and that it's not okay.
I was fine with
last night. I'm just saying it's a regular season game. Yeah. That's why some people might be like, if that were the game that – if that was your first round, tournament win or something like that,
but
you've played Cincinnati twice. They beat you the first time. They're 1-1 against Cincinnati this year.
You know what they say about paybacks.
Yeah.
So just like the Wichita State game, and it's a home game, right?
Said it's not our arena, so we can trash it.
If you beat them in the conference tournament or you win an NCAA tournament game, you don't have your student section there.
If
any
that
appreciable
were,
number of your fans to rush the court.
If that were the conference championship or something, I totally get it. And I'm not suggesting that I don't get it. I think it's great. They needed something to cheer for, and I'm happy for them. And if I was a student at U of H last night, I probably would have stormed the court as well. I'm just saying some people might tell you it was a regular season win. You've got 5 left. If you lose, now what?
Well, to your point, Wisconsin
stormed
the floor last night.
Well, this was as good as it gets, so go for the gusto while it's there.
Yeah, as good as it got was a win in the regular season, one of 20-plus.
I would not have pegged Barry as the young
cynical?
Old fart in the room.
Well,
Wisconsin stormed the floor last night.
That's
because
they're
not going anywhere. They suck, and they got to win against the top 10 program. But I think from U of H's standpoint, we just had Coach Sampson on. I know you had him on this morning as well. And the main thing that you take away from this one that might give it a little extra oomph to storm the floor is this one may be the one that got him over the hump and get him in. Barry had mentioned he's had 20 win seasons before.
This will be the third one in a row.
Based on the signature wins that have occurred in those 20 wins, and that one last night probably is the one that opened the door and said you're in.
Fun with numbers, 2 wins this season over teams ranked 7th or better. When Wichita State lost here, it was 7th. Cincinnati last night, 5th. the last Phi Slamma Jamma team made the national championship game. Elijah Wan's last team. Those Cougars did not win two games that season over teams ranked seventh or better in the country.
So what you're telling me is this is a national champion team.
Well, they just beat number
five. I feel like
that's
what you just said.
Almost by definition, if you're number five.
Write that down, Nick.
You're
Charlie
a Final
said,
Four contender. So the transitive property of equality, if Cincinnati's a Final Four contender.
Whoa, with the big words, Charlie.
If you're U of H and you beat
transitive
Cincinnati.
Transitive what?
Then you're a Final Four contender. Nah, they're not what you'd call a legitimate Final Four contender, but George Mason wasn't, VCU wasn't, Butler wasn't.
Did you say transgender? I have no
transitive.
Idea.
Transitive.
Okay.
Transitive.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If A leads to B,
okay.
B leads to C, then A automatically must lead to C.
I'm glad you, because I had no idea.
I'm here to help.
Thank you.
I think the biggest thing is, you know, because I thought, was it 96 the last time they beat a top five team?
Kentucky number three, or Memphis number three. Yeah,
Memphis.
Yeah, one
was
one
Memphis.
Or the other.
Yeah, so, I mean, they've gotten these kind of wins. Whether it's 22, 32, whatever. The main thing that I want to see is, and you can't do anything about the fact that we've talked about this way too much, about the fact Houston's not a college basketball team.
Well, what else is going on right
but
now?
Exactly. But the other thing is, you want to see this translate into the program getting better consistently year in, year out. You got the new arena next year. Now, hopefully this I talked to Coach before he took the job and said, look, if you just get five of the top 25, 30 kids in this city, you'll be a tournament team, and it's taken a little bit longer. But with these kind of wins, with the new building coming up, with everything that they got going with the facilities at U of H, you hope that this kind of is a stepping stone to get them to a higher part in college basketball.
If not now, it is never going to happen. You have a really good coach. You have the new arena coming online. The American is not as good as the ACC. It is not as good as the Big 12.
Right.
But it's not the SWAC.
No, and you've got teams in there.
This is a really good league. Cincinnati's a nationally legit program. And the
Wichita
sheer numbers that you require in football, you do not need in basketball. So going to your point, Joel, you get a couple per year that, all right, if the very best recruits in the Houston area are still typically going to go to Duke or Texas or wherever, you can skim the second level cream and still build a hell of a program.
And I think the key point in all that really is you've got the guy in place in charge at the helm. And Kelvin Sampson, with experience in recruiting and getting to the tournament and playing, I think he had
Oklahoma
elite eight,
Final Four.
So I mean, you've got a guy with that experience, and he can recruit. So things are looking up for sure for U of H basketball. Good for them.
All right, plug time here for Roof MD and General Contracting. Mark Donaldson, the MD in Roof MD, lifelong Houstonian. Takes personal pride in having a successful business in his hometown, and he'll do work for you the same way he does for friends and neighbors and family members. Start with an absolutely free roof inspection, not attached to anything else. Free roof inspection if you spend X on this or Y on that. A free roof inspection. So if you are a homeowner or a business owner, you should take advantage of this on an annual basis. Just call 832-967-ROOF. Note you heard it here on the radio program, and yep, you'll get in the queue for a free roof inspection. If you're in ship shape, great. If you need work, obviously Mark would appreciate your business, but you're not obligated. They do offer financing options, zero down for 12 or 18 months, or low interest, low monthly, longer payment plans. On the contracting side, window replacement, drywall, painting, gutters, fencing, insulation, and more, you will get a fair shake every time and quality work. Every time. Roof MD and General Contracting, 832-967-ROOF, 832-967-ROOF. And cleverly working, you heard that from Charlie on ESPN 97.5.
I see what you did there. You got it right. That's why you're a professional. You're on Sports Map, but here you're on. Well done. That's Charlie. He's got one more segment
with us.
We're
still on the air. I was holding a sneeze.
I'm very well aware of that. We'll let it fly. That's the way we do it around here. Just, you know, if it feels good, do it.
It's passed.
We'll have Charlie for one more segment, take you up till 2 o'clock, then two more hours of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. First hour of the three-hour extravaganza we call The Usual Suspects. The person of interest on Mondays and Fridays joining us right now is, of course, none other than Charlie Pulillo. We were kicking it around on U of H last night. Not a whole lot going on in sports, but one thing that, of course, because I show you I listen, because you always text me when you're listening to our show, that I was listening to something that you brought up today that I thought you might want to elaborate for the big audience, and that is your association being from Syracuse, Mike Tirico's roommate at one point.
Correct.
Your guy. But another guy, that not that you're besties, but Sean McDonough.
Yeah, who, acquaintance more than friend. He got out just before I was coming in, but through the years, events here and there and so forth.
I consider him one of the better players. You know, I guess not even an up-and-comer anymore. He's established, and he's done Red Sox and done a lot of things. But he does football. He does basketball. He's done the Monday night package with John Gruden for the last couple of years. And now that Gruden's leaving, there are rumblings that he may be pushed out or they might make a change. And I just thought it might be interesting to get your perspective for everybody here on the fact that, look, I'm with you. I like the guy, and I said this to Barry on the show. I like the fact that he goes at the officials, and if a call is wrong or something gets under his skin, he lets it fly. And working with Gruden, who we know is going to let it fly, it becomes more of an entertaining broadcast. Let's be honest, those matchups pretty much suck on Monday nights for the most part. Sunday gets the big draw.
They've had
the
worst package of the national packages, yeah.
Besides Thursday nights.
So now I'm hoping it's just idle media gossip, but I think if they pull him because he's not corporate enough or league-friendly enough, well, I think he's getting hosed. And look, it's the business. You know what you're signing up for, and all it takes is one executive to decide, I don't like the lilt of his voice, or I have my boy warming up in the bullpen. So one story, it was a big lead story suggesting Joe Tessitore, Dave Pasch, and there was a third guy, Steve Levy, as possible alternatives. And I wouldn't go, oh, my God, with any of those three. But I think McDonough is one of the three or four best network play-by-play guys going. But if you don't kiss the right tushy sometimes,
you can't squeeze the Charmin.
It was funny because I always felt like felt like him and Gruden didn't get along. You got that vibe.
Well, Gruden's gone.
I'm saying you got that vibe, but then there was those moments where they would be nice to each other, and you'd be like, oh, maybe this is just difficult to deal
McDonough
with Gruden.
Cried when Gruden said, announced on the air he was leaving.
That's going to happen when I leave. Joel's going to cry, right?
Tears of...
No? What are the odds, Nick? We'll go for the blitz.
Is he gonna cry when I leave?
I doubt that.
No?
You will, though.
No, I will not cry.
Okay.
Well, there's a spectrum.
You're
of
not
going to
cry?
Negative.
Both of you can disappoint go to me. Yeah. And you can go to hell, we too. That too. I can't believe you. Charlie, you're going to cry, right?
I can fake it.
Well, at least you do that.
Well, you'll
I'd
fake it by telling
that.
Everybody you've been to one of his shows when he was headlining before he made it big. That's how you'll fake it.
Yeah, no, totally no, didn't go this weekend. Speaking of, somebody texted because I have a show tomorrow in Humble. Somebody said, hey, tell Charlie to come to the show. I'll buy him a thimble full of beer. So you don't have to drink a lot, just a little bit, just a shot, basically.
Who's going
to
book my flight to Humble?
you got the helicopter.
Humble? I told you it was far.
Humble is not far, guys. It's right up 59 to 1960. That's like 25
if you don't
minutes
hit a traffic
from here.
Snag, it's not bad.
What do you live inside the loop?
Yes.
Oh, that's why.
Everyone that lives inside the loop is so snobby. You're the big cheese around here. You got a helicopter in the backyard. You just fly on over.
I'm in the loop. It's far to the Beltway. No, it's not. This is Houston. Everything is far. Everything is a 30-minute drive. No? Do you disagree?
Well, what would be the joke per mile ratio?
I could tell you this, it's like a 2-hour show total, and there's two headliners and two features, so it's going to be a lot of jokes. Going to be four really good comedians, well, three and then me.
You never give me any notice on this stuff.
That's the way we do it around here. All overall, you haven't noticed that by now?
Is your social calendar all filled up?
Yes.
I guess I just didn't think that it would be.
So, do you have something slotted for next weekend?
August.
August. So we're planning way ahead.
Do you have anything available in 2025 that I might be able to catch?
I know I'm heading out of town in July. Anything in July?
Anything when I'm not here? All right. Touche. That's fine.
All right. So we know that All-Star Weekend, I'm in the – I worked it for too long. I'm tainted by the fact that I could care less, but I know that it's not the most exciting sports weekend around.
Yeah, man, it's bad. I think baseball All-Star Week, and now this week coming, pretty much the dead zone. Have you pulled these celebrity rosters to see how many of the celebrities you can identify?
No.
I know your boy Biebs is in, so I know you're fired up. As long as the former MVP is in the game, Justin Bieber, I know you're gonna pay careful attention.
It's part of the comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. He's been here for years, Charlie.
Wasn't Joel, you were saying some golfer is going
Did
to...
Did you see? That's the greatest story.
Bubba Watson was in and out. Yeah. Is he in
now
again?
He's in again. So they Bubba Watson's now leading the tournament in L.A. at Riviera. He is now leading the tournament as he's as we speak. He is playing the round, and he has every intention after the round of getting in a helicopter or a car or whatever it is, getting over to Staples Center and playing in the celebrity game. And I told Barry, obviously he probably hasn't played a lot of hoop with his scheduled playing golf, but can you imagine you're leading the tournament on Friday night, you go into the celebrity game and you twist an ankle or yank an ACL or just you're really sore, and the next day you're got a three-stroke lead and you decide to swiftly shank one into the water, go, God, after that.
Well, it doesn't matter. Night. Even if he's sore, it doesn't matter. If he doesn't win the tournament after playing,
oh, he's
going to
get
people are going to say, well, was it because the travel? Was it? Were you this? Were
and
you that?
And he could just say, I've won the Masters twice. Shut up, all of you.
Well, there's that.
I'd be more impressed if the celebrity game were in Atlanta or Philadelphia or somewhere, right? So he helicopters or limos from Riviera over to... they play that at Staples Center or wherever
Well, the convention center is right next door. Okay, so they do half. I think the celebrity game's at the convention center so that they can get the Rising Stars Challenge getting ready at 8 o'clock in Staples.
So Eric Gordon didn't play for the Rockets Wednesday because of a sore knee. I presume he's defending his three-point shot championship tomorrow night, right?
Priorities, he's been out there tweeting, absolutely.
Oh, so
you think they made up the knee thing so Joe Johnson could get a lot of minutes in his Rockets debut?
And the fact they were playing the Kings?
There's that also.
I think a lot of that factors in.
Did he? Because I saw at one point he was grabbing at it, wasn't he?
Well, in the Minnesota game when it happened, he did grab it after
foundation for your alibi.
They blew the whistle, but when you look at the replay, you're like, did they even hit knees? But he did grab it after that play.
Out of bounds right on the baseline. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
And
so
he's been in
it doesn't surprise
anyway,
me. And they'll be cautious with him, but I don't know if I'm the Rockets, I might be like, hey, no. If you're not well enough to play going into the All-Star break, you certainly shouldn't take the time to actually heal because coming down the stretch and you're prone to injuries. You weren't last year, but before you've been prone to injuries, maybe take that time off.
Well, the longer break these days, they don't play till Friday. So.
Which is great.
Still,
I will say this too.
Think about that. That's over a week if he sat out yesterday and the day before. So I don't know.
I'll say I saw the rosters. And it's like if you're
the celebrity
network,
stuff?
If you're like a network person, you're pushing all your network people on ABC and Disney and everything else. But Rachel Nichols is coaching. Against what's her name?
Katie Nolan.
And I was telling Barry, I've been to enough of these where it's already a zoo between the parties and the games and things like that when you're just in Philly or, like you said, or even, you know, wherever the game may be. But in L.A., everybody who isn't somebody but wants to be desperately is going to be fighting for every ticket and every party and the traffic. I was like, I'm so glad I'm not there.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
Well, tune in on Monday for me to take over from 11 to 1 on SportsMap 94.1.
You're
but in
always
the meantime,
welcome to drop by.
And that's a lie.
I heard Nick's cue. I figured we were ending the segment.
He just gave me a little pointer for what's coming up.
Yeah.
He gave me the same pointer.
Well, so maybe
Joel
you need
does
some
this
pointers.
To us every single
That was his
day,
way of saying, every right, time. Joel wants the floor.
He's mad now.
Don't throw anything, Joel. You threw cookies yesterday.
Charlie, have you ever had a co-host throw anything at you? Ever?
A producer once, all in
really?
Good fun.
My co-host right here threw things at me yesterday on air.
Angry. Heavy objects?
Boxes
Girl
of
Scout
cookies.
Two boxes.
Well, that's not bad.
He was
Vernon
angry.
Maxwell once threw a 25-pound weight
at
I think Carl
Herrera,
right?
Yep. Yeah, so here's the thing. We're doing the weight loss challenge.
Angry.
We're doing it with the listeners. We're not actually participating. We're just kind of going along to encourage them.
Well, when you're as buff as you guys, why would you participate in the weight loss challenge?
That's what I'm
from
saying.
From Patrick Creighton as just like a to help out his daughter. And I said I wasn't going to eat them. And he kept berating me that that's a lie and I was going to eat them. That I just said, okay, here. And I threw them to him.
No.
And you'd have thought that I threw hand grenades
Nick,
at him the way he bailed.
How angry did Joel
he
throw
was
the
angry.
Cookies?
He walked
Thank
out of the
you.
Studio.
He
walked out of
so
the studio.
He got so mad he threw cookies
he
at me.
He had a read. I had to go to the bathroom. I was just like, then finish it.
He
go
didn't have a read.
Pointy the corners
he took it
of
to
those
break.
Boxes can be.
Oh, yeah. Especially if they hit his laptop, they could scratch it.
Dude,
it could
have. Yeah, I know. I could have been cut.
Were they those Samoas, those coconut ones?
No, it was the peanut butter
thin
ones.
Mints and peanut butter. And I'll give
those
you
are meant to be thrown.
I'll give you a hint. You know who ate them both? The no-show from your U of H venture last night.
That's
intern Trey, and then he wanted to pay me for them. So at least, you know, I was like, are you kidding
me? Keywords, wanted to.
Right.
Did
Offered,
he pay you for them?
I said, I don't want your money. It's fine.
Of course
I actually said yesterday, tongue-in-cheek, you know, and it was my grand gesture to the underpaid, overworked interns. You know, look at how much for the tickets? Nah, I got it. I got it. Said, the only way I want your money is if you no-show on me.
Oh, traded. And
so he no shows.
He's big time, man. He takes a limo now.
I heard his car Baytown. Broke down. His yeah. limo broke down?
From Baytown, it won't break down. It's Trey. He's big time.
Have a lovely weekend.
You too. Charlie again, Monday through Friday on Sports Map 94.1 FM. And, of course, here Mondays and Fridays, 1:30 to 2 on The Usual Suspects. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for quite a while now. If you're a Houstonian looking to make a donation, you got a vehicle that's just not running anymore. Maybe it was damaged in the hurricane and insurance didn't pay for it, but you still want to get it off your property and you don't want to pay for a tow truck. Here's all you got to do. Whether it's a truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, trailer, running or not, you just pick up the phone or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com, or you dial 713-225-4226. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you. They tow it away. They do all the paperwork. You get a tax deduction. Mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card as well. And that's where the process really begins, because they turn your donation into resources that kids need as they're trying to get a second chance at an education. It may be book money. It could be bus fare. It could be warm meals. It could be eyeglasses. All the things that are a distraction if they don't have them. But if they do, it really helps them see it through to the end and get their education. So if you can and you have something that you're thinking about donating, please give them a call. 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.